Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Caleb Barlow back on the show. Caleb has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for about 9 years. Vice President of Threat Intelligence at IBM Security. That's when he and I first met back when in the day when I was doing some work for IBM. And he's joining us today to give us a little bit of a tour. And folks, this guy's he's a global thinker and a global leader. And so his ideas are big. And I'm looking forward to hearing about them. Caleb Barlow, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back as always. So, Caleb, I've said this already once this hour, and I've been saying it now for a while. I'm no longer concerned about nuclear threats. I'm not worried about a naval standoff with China. I'm not worried about nuclear from Russia or North Korea. I'm not worried about I'm not even so much worried about terrorism from Iran. I'm concerned about a war that has been going on now for a while that is what I consider to be the next great war. In terms of being very big and will have all of our attention, and I'm concerned that it's been going on for a while, and the United States and our country and our companies and our citizens are not winning. I don't know that we're losing, but I don't think we're winning, and that's the cyber war. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Jim. Right, if we look at the issues of this generation, right, the battlefield that I'm certainly on the front lines of this, at this time, is, cybersecurity. And the challenge that we have is in an open society, our threat landscape, if you will, is quite large. And that's something that can be extorted for money, profit, influence, intellectual property, or just about anything in between. The best way to put this in perspective. So, a lot of what you hear in the news, Jim, is the discussions about the nation state side of it, which, don't get me wrong.
China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, I mean, they're...
But I got to tell you, the bigger part of this, Jim, are small, illegitimate businesses in organized crime.
Right.
And this tops out at somewhere between a $400 and $600 billion annual industry.
The small ones.
Now, to put that in perspective, Jim, that's bigger than the GDP of, let's say, Ireland.
Right. Wow. That's really something. So, and that's you attribute that volume to the small companies, small players.
Well, it is. It's small and decent sized organized crime. The majority of what we see is the loss of personal information that can be then downloaded, sold, and exported.
Right.
Whether you're talking about credit card data, healthcare data, and even in recent breaches, we've seen things like passport data be lost.
Do you think people, American citizens, have become inured to the loss of their data, that they feel like it's already gone, and how much worse can it get? Do you think people are feeling that way? People who are online.
Well, unfortunately, it can get a whole lot worse.
But I don't think people believe that though. I think they think
well,
the worst has already happened.
Well, let me tell you how it's going to get a whole lot worse.
Okay, go
right?
ahead.
So most of what we've seen to date is the loss of things like your credit card,
right,
or your healthcare information, which honestly has little penalty for most people. You lose your credit card, you call up, you get a new one, right? You lose your healthcare data, it can be a little more painful. But, where we're headed next is the bad guy doesn't break in and steal the data. The bad guy breaks in and changes the data.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you start changing data, now we lose trust in systems altogether. Now, let's talk about small businesses, though. I think small businesses need to be particularly concerned on something called business email compromise.
Say that again. Say that again slower. Say what you just said again slower.
Business business email compromise.
Thank you.
Right? So what this is it's kind of like a phishing attack, but the bad guys are trying to get you to wire information, wire money, or get access to a financial account,
mm-hmm.
and it looks legit. So let me give you a
They're getting better at that, aren't they?
Oh, they're getting really good at it. Let's say you're a real estate attorney, right? So you deal with a lot of money. You do
Caleb, hold on to that thought.
Yeah.
I want you to tell that story from top to bottom after the break. I'm going to have to interrupt you in a second or two anyway.
Not a problem, Jim.
So hold on to that thought. Folks, you're not going to want to go anywhere because he's talking about things that some of this you're seeing right now, maybe in a clunky way, maybe in a little bit of a clunky way with a misspelled word, or and you're not having too much trouble picking it out. But what he's talking about, where they're going is they may know stuff that will make you believe, well, this is from my colleague. After the break, 20 till, Philip Barlow is with IBM. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.